Coach, first regulation loss for your team since the last time you played this team on November 12th. What did you see from the game tonight?
Well, first period, we weren't connecting. You could see it, passes in the skates. Our routes were off, trying to make plays where there was no place to be made. I thought the second period we started to move our feet. At the end of the first period, we started to move our feet. Second period, we were playing faster. And then the third period, we created some chances, scored a big goal. But you look at the numbers, so shots are even. We have more scoring chances than they do, 16 to 10. We're 59% on the face-off. So there's, you know, those numbers would tell you most of the time you win those games. First goal against is a bad bounce. So we try to make plays in the offensive zone. They play a different style in their defensive zone coverage. So the type of goal we scored, Scarbosa, bring pucks to the net and going to the net is what we're good at, and moving our feet. Our speed is our biggest skill. But we didn't see it for 60 minutes. The timing of our penalties were off. Whether it's a good call or a bad call, there's nothing we can do about that. But the timing of our penalties were not good. So there's things that we need to learn from.
Speaking of timing penalties, I guess you may be referring to the Brandon Lemieux penalty that cut the power play short later in the game?
Well, those two. And at the end, we're trailing by one. There's 3 minutes left. You can't take one there.
Lemieux's an emotional guy. You know, points aside, what is his kind of tenacity, you know, feed for your team?
Well, we want our players to be true to themselves. Brendan is an emotional person. There's no doubt. And he brings that to his game. And that's a skill. We don't want him to change. We want him to be in control of that, but we don't want him to change that part of the game. That's what he brings. He's an intense person, and you see it in the way he plays. He's a guy that creates confusion on the ice, and good confusion for us. But he brings a lot of attention to himself, and because of the way he plays and the way. He moves around the ice, so it's that's part of his game, and he's really good at it.
And he seems to be pretty active for the net. Is that something you like, the deflection and such like that? Is something you've been impressed with, his work in front of the net on the power play?
No, he's very good at front. You can see him in practices. I remember a few years ago I saw him at front. He was deflecting pucks in front of the net and like nobody else. So that's a skill that he has. He's a big body. He's good at it, and he's going to get better.
As a coach, you must take some pride seeing the development in Jack Rostovic's game and seeing him be called up today.
Oh, absolutely. That's why we exist, to see those guys being called up, and he deserves that call. You don't like to see anybody getting injured, obviously, but and the fact that he spent some time on the wing this year and he was quite successful. He can play as a center, as we know. His attitude is right. His speed was right. Came back after the Christmas break. He was flying on the ice during our practices. So it's good for him. It's good for the organization. And again, that's why we're here. It's to send those guys up and help the Jets win some games.
That said, your team's averaging over 4 goals a game this year. You scored 2 today. Does taking him out of your lineup have an impact on a game like today's?
Well, it does. Obviously, he's creating a lot of offense, but I think the stat that I'm the most impressed with our team so far is the goals against. We're number one in the league, and that's something that's going to pay off as the season goes on.
Well, there may be some silver linings with having Rostovic called up, guys like Appleton getting a shift to center, Spacek getting a chance on the top line.
Yeah, well, obviously it creates different opportunities for different people, and that's something we talked about, Appleton being tried in the middle. So third period, we made the switch, Spacek in the middle and Appleton on the wing, and that line got going a little bit more, I thought, in the third, but it's again, that's why we exist, to put those guys in different positions.
It seems like Sammy Niku's, you know, really getting his groove on the power play. I'm really impressed with that about other areas of the game.
Well, our special teams, our PK is number one or number two in the league, and our power play is 1, 2, 3. Our power play has been in the top three for a long time, and he's a big piece of it. He's running the blue line, because of his ability to change direction. He's got good vision, he's got a good shot. His ability to break out under pressure are really good. So he's doing a good job, and he's a big piece of the success in our power play.
Did you feel that with Rossovic gone that Nick Batan kind of took his game to a different level and was creating a lot more chances today?
He had 5 shots tonight. He had some great scoring chances, one in the third at pretty much an open net, and they blocked that shot. I think he's been playing extremely well for us. Maybe we saw him more tonight or today in that regards, but I think he's been trying to execute the little things properly for a long time, and he's been producing quite a bit. He's a mature player, he's a mature person, so I don't think he was trying to do more, we could see he was carrying the puck more today.
From a coaching standpoint, how do you help your team find a little bit more room tomorrow and use their speed in the second meeting with San Jose?
Well, you know what, I think it's all about us. I think it's not about San Jose or anybody else, and that's what we've learned so far this season. It's when we focus on what we do well and what we do good, we give at least a chance to be successful and to win the hockey games. I thought that from the end of the first period, the second period especially, we were moving our feet, and that's what we need to do and force the other team to play at our speed.
Is Eric Comrie ready to go if called upon?
Today, no. Tomorrow, I'm not sure. I'm still waiting. But it's a day-to-day. It might be ready tomorrow.